Welcome back to the special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. If you were tuning in for Davis and Emmer in the morning, the guys will be back tomorrow morning with their regular program. I'm Tom Lyons, the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 at 7 a.m. or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. So on this Memorial Day, we'd like to start this hour with a short message from the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Vince Hokanen.
Hi, this is Chaplain Hokanen, Minnesota National Guard. General Robert E. Lee said, "Get correct views of life and learn to see the world in its true light. It will enable you to live pleasantly, to do good, and when summoned away, to leave without regret." Memorial Day commemorates those who have fallen. It goes back to the Civil War, and I would ask you to consider placing a flower by a veteran's gravesite. Remember the families as well who have sacrificed so much in service to their nation. Somewhere between a hot dog and a Coke this weekend, thank God for your freedom that they have given their lives to secure. It says in Proverbs 19:23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble." Have a great day and God bless.
Thank you, Chaplain Hokanen. As I said, welcome to the special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On the second hour of the show, my co-host is going to be Larry Shelado, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And during the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg from the Minnesota National Guard. This hour, we'll be speaking to Senator Klobuchar and several members of the Veteran Service Organizations from Minnesota. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll hear from Governor Dayton, and we'll also be reading and remembering names of our fallen Minnesota service members at about 8:20. So joining me now is Commissioner Larry Shelado from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. You've been on a few times.
A couple times, correct.
This is a very busy day and an important day.
Yes, it is. It's it started about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and it'll continue throughout the day.
How many appointments do you have today, sir?
Well, I have four locked in for sure. So it's, and this will be my second one. So then after this, we'll go to the Fort Snelling for the ceremony there at 10. And then for me and for the Department of Veterans Affairs, the flagship event is at the Veterans Home in Minneapolis, where we do a special Memorial Day event for the residents there and their families.
And that'll get fired up at 1:30 today, and Chaplain Beal from the Fort Snelling Chapel will be over there with you.
That is correct. That is correct.
That's quite a facility. We talked about it last hour. The historic Fort Snelling is a great place for our families to go out and learn a lot about the history of Minnesota and our service members in Minnesota.
You know, it's amazing, and I had the pleasure of listening to Mark earlier, and what a great historian he is. He is a strong advocate, but there's a lot of history in Minnesota that links back to the Civil War, and our Minneapolis Veteran Home and the campus there and the campus at Fort Snelling reflect that.
Commissioner, you've been in this position for, 2 years now, and you were Adjutant General for 7 years before that. You're going to be a radio show talk host, I guess, after you're done being commissioner.
I'm not sure what I'm going to be done with. But, yes, it's been a great, and it's been a whirlwind. It's been a high learning curve. As I tell a lot of people, I spent a lot of years making veterans, and now I think it's important they start taking care of them, too.
And a lot of veterans in Minnesota to look after.
372,933, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs out of D.C.'s magical algorithm.
And changing daily.
And changing daily.
Commissioner, I know that the state legislature just closed up session, and it was another busy session, but you worked together with a group called the Commanders Task Force, which is the commanders of the 9 veteran service organizations authorized here in Minnesota. It was a busy year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. A very, very busy year. It's very, probably this most significant roller coaster ride I've had in a long time. But it was a good session for us. We had a flagship issue, and that was making sure we were able to finish our construction and renovation, cleaning up, if you will, at the Minneapolis Veterans Home. So at the twilight hour of the last day, we got in, we got it approved, and we're moving forward.
So the last day this year was better than the last day last year.
That is correct. That is correct.
And we're going to be joined a little later by Commander Pancake for the American Legion, and he was in here pounding on the table a few weeks ago, so we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get on the second half of the hour.
Get his feelings, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about our County Veteran Service Officers grant?
Well, yeah, we have 120-plus County Veteran Service Officers across the state, but each of the 87 counties in Minnesota has at least one. But they are what I call our pathfinders out in the community that link up with the veterans and help them find their way through. You're reading a lot of information, for example, a lot of issues about the benefits out of the federal VA. Well, these are the pathfinders that guide our veterans to that. And one of the things that we do is because they are controlled by the county, paid for by the county, but we have some state initiatives we like to emphasize. So we get some county veteran service grants, and we allow them to apply for and say, here's a specific need that I can't get through the county. Can you help me out? So we've bought vans. We've bought printers, some computer equipment, those types of things. They're not major, large things, but they're an opportunity for them to apply.
So for our veterans in the state of Minnesota, if they have any kind of issues, anything they want to know, their first point of contact should be the County Veteran Service Officers. There's one in every county. They're usually somewhere around the courthouse.
That is correct. That is correct.
Commissioner, I understand that the Minnesota GI Bill has been expanded.
Yes, it is. I spent a lot of years in education and so forth. So what we are doing is making sure that our veterans can get to school and get assistance so they can get on with their lives.
And Commissioner, can you tell us a little bit, just briefly, what's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day?
Memorial Day is we honor our fallen. And to each veteran, that is a very personal day because I have people I think of specifically on this day, and that is special. On Veterans Day, we honor all veterans, those who have fallen, those who have been injured, those that served their country and basically were unscathed. So it's just thanking those people who were willing to volunteer and put that uniform on.
Commissioner, I saw in my briefing information here a little background on Memorial Day. There's some special flag etiquette today. I understand that on Memorial Day, the flag should be flown at half staff from sunrise to noon only, and then raised briskly to the top of the staff until sunset in honor of the nation's battle heroes. Imagine you've got lots of information on how to do those things at the website for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
In fact, we have been working very hard to redo our website to make sure that they have this type of information. But, I'm learning. I'll be honest with you up front. I've been so involved over the years wearing the uniform that now that I am a Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, I am finding the etiquette and all these other things. So if anyone out there feeling like I didn't know that or I don't understand that, they should not feel bad. So it is a continuous learning curve. But the beauty of it is they're asking those questions and they are we're keeping our veterans in the forefront.
We're speaking with the Commissioner Larry Shelito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on their special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Commissioner, this is a special day, Memorial Day. Is there anyone special that you think about on this day?
Lauren Douglas Hagen.
Are you going to share anything about?
He was the high school friend of mine out of the Fargo-Moorhead area. He was the last Medal of Honor winner in Vietnam when the war was actually going on. He and his team were in a firefight that had a ratio of 176-1. He was the one and his team, and it's great guy, wonderful guy, and I think of many. I think of my team. I had a 5-man team, Bobby Hindu Henderson, Maz, Elmer Elbent, Ralph Ketchum, I think of all of them. So it's each and everyone has that specific memory in the back of their mind that won't go away. So you embrace it, you deal with it, and you move on.
You and I are both Vietnam veterans, and I think about that when I go out to Washington, D.C., and I walk by the Veterans Memorial. you see folks your age and my age up touching the memorial and blubbering and wearing dark glasses. And then right behind you, there's a path and there's the next generation that's younger. It wasn't their war. Yeah. They're walking by very respectfully, but it affects them differently. And of course, then I walked over to the new World War II memorial and I was one of those walking by. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I understood.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things Minnesota's done very well, and other states also, is these honor flights for the World War II veterans, where they were able to raise money and arrange flights and bring them back. And the active Army, I would have to say with great respect, they honored these World War II vets. But it was important for them to see their memorial, because by the time that thing was built, most of them were in their 70s and 80s, which is way too late.
Well, it's great to be able to get some of them out there. Commissioner, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Senator Amy Klobuchar, and we're going to visit with her about some Memorial Day issues. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
To those families who made the greatest sacrifice, thank you. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. I've been joined this hour by Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And we're happy to welcome Senator Amy Klobuchar to the show. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Tom. Hello, Larry. It's just great to be on today.
Senator, are you going to have a busy day?
Well, I am. As Commissioner Shelso knows, I always get around the state, and I'm going to be at the state event at Fort Snelling, which is always beautiful, rain or shine, with so many families gathered there. And just you look out on the lawn, and all you see are veterans and their families. And then over to Richfield, where we're finally completing the memorial that was created in honor of Chuck Lindbergh, who's no longer with us, but he was for a long time the last surviving soldier to put up that flag on Iwo Jima. And so I'll be over there and then going down to Mankato, where the Freedom Riders, the Vietnam guys, are finishing their day of five stops going around the state, and then over to Le Center, where I'll give a flag that was flown over the Capitol to some of our veterans there.
Well, thank you very much. And you're going to be very, very busy today.
Well, it's always a good day to get around and honor our veterans. And as the commissioner knows, you know, it's a great day to do this. And it's sobering to think of those that made that ultimate sacrifice for our country. But we also have to remember that you can't just do it on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, that this is about keeping our promise to them every single day. And that's what we're trying to do in Washington with some of the things we need now. Every year there's new challenges. You know, it was before it was getting them the right kind of equipment on the battlefield, and we did a better job of that. And now we've really turned to the backlogs of claims at the VA and making sure that they're getting the benefits they deserve, and then making sure they get a job when they get home.
You know, as I'm looking and reflecting on some of my new job here as Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, I realize that you've been really pretty active out there in Washington, D.C., as far as the veterans issues are concerned.
Well, thank you, and part of that is because our Minnesota veterans, those that were under Commander Shelto's command when he was the head of the National Guard, and now that he's the head of veterans in the state, he knows a little bit about the fact that our troops tend to be very vocal. They're good. They go to their elected officials when things go wrong. And so that's mostly because of our soldiers coming forward, where I've been able to get involved in these national issues when it comes to veterans. The one we're working on right now, or one or two of them, is something I'm doing with Congressman Klein, which is about a new way they were calculating how our vets got their health care benefits under TRICARE, and they up the premium if you didn't live within 100 miles of a military care facility, and changed over the kind of health care you could get. Well, guess what? We don't have one of those official facilities in Minnesota that qualifies, so it really hurts certain states over others. So we're trying to get that fixed. And the second example, which is even more outrageous, is the fact that recently a Yale study came out and showed that 31,000 of our troops that were discharged from the military for reasons of personality disorder, things like that, may have been misdiagnosed. And this came out of looking at a couple thousand of them, and they found a very high percentage had been misdiagnosed, which meant that maybe they actually were suffering from PTSD or some kind of other stress-related illness. And if they would have been released for those reasons, that would have meant that they could still get their disability benefits, still get all kinds of things as a retired member of the military. And so that is something that's really important to us, and we're working on it, and it may well involve thousands in Minnesota alone.
Well, yeah, and I really want to thank you for that. That's been, those are key issues. A lot of times after a war, we have a military term called the RIF, a reduction in force, and a lot of times they do some cutting that is not well thought out. So I appreciate your being proactive. Now, being a former educator also, I really like a couple things that you've been doing. One with the paramedics, the transition, and then the making sure that our troops get access to, the care that they need, especially those that have been trained in the medical profession.
Yep. So that's a pair of bills I just introduced with two Republicans, one Mike Enzi of Wyoming. So you see, when it comes to military work, at least there isn't gridlock, and people are willing to work across party lines, which is really important. And Mike and I have worked together a lot, and this one is a bill that actually makes it easier for our soldiers to use the skills that they learned when they were paramedics in the military, which is one of the toughest jobs out there, and then help them to get credit for that experience when they're getting a degree in the States. Because one of the things we know is there's not enough paramedics in rural areas, so this is really a win-win situation. If we can encourage more of the vets to keep with their paramedic career they had in the military and help out in rural areas, then we're going to have the paramedics that we need. And so that made a lot of sense. And the second bill is with our friend Chuck Grassley from Iowa. And that bill helps veterans' medical facilities to recruit qualified medical health professionals, doctors, dentists, and others. So I think the bottom line here is that we need to make sure that everyone knows that when our soldiers signed up to fight for this country, there wasn't a waiting line. And when they come home and they need health care, they need a job, they need any kind of help with education, there shouldn't be a waiting line in this country. And that's what all these bills are about. And that's what today is about. It's about remembering the loved ones that died and their families, but it's also about remembering to keep our promises to those that serve.
We're speaking with Senator Amy Klobuchar and Commissioner Larry Schellido on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Senator, this is Tom Lyons again. I'd just like to ask you, when it comes to veterans and issues out in Congress, do both of the caucuses seem to work together better than what we see in the news?
Yes, they do. And as you know, it's been a tough few years in Washington. I was reminded of that on New Year's Eve, which is, there I was. If you remember, we had those late-night budget votes because we weren't able to get an agreement on the budget. So I found myself at midnight, the stroke of midnight, that magic romantic moment with Harry Reid on my left and Mitch McConnell on my right. I'm like, this isn't working that well. But we were able to get through that night and get some kind of an agreement. But it goes on like that all the time. And the one area which shines in terms of us being able to work together is really how we treat our troops. And you look at the major legislation in the last few years of making sure that our post 9/11 vets were getting education benefits and making sure that they got the health care when we brought more people into the system. Even our more senior vets were getting hurt because there just wasn't enough help. And so we really upped our game on that in terms of funding. We upped our game in terms of the benefits for education for our new vets. And that all of that has been part of this march toward treating our soldiers with the dignity that they deserve. And I think everyone learned a lesson after Vietnam. I'll talk about it today with our Vietnam vets in Mankato. But everyone learned the lesson that while you can have disagreement on the policy, but you don't take it out on the warrior on the front line. Look what happened in Vietnam. These soldiers came home. Instead of being greeted with roses and hugs, they got greeted with tomatoes in the face. And we can't let that happen again. And I think that is a lesson our country learned. And that's why you see a much better response across the aisle, bipartisan, to our soldiers that have come home in the last decade.
Senator, we just got about 30 seconds left, but I understand that over the past weeks, your office has hosted an outreach tour to highlight resources available to veterans and their families.
Well, that's right. As you know, we have a retired general consultor, as well as a number of other staff members, Greg Swanholm, others who've been doing this work for years and years and years. And so what we did is we put them out on the road to answer those detailed questions. I was just reading a report when I came back from Washington about the constituent work we do, which is such a big, you know, I can go pass all the laws that we want, but we also have to make sure when people call in the office and they have an individual problem, like I know my all-time best one in terms of outrage with Ron Hallberg, who loses his leg, and they lost the records that showed he lost his leg, and then they weren't going to give him all his benefits. And I had to call the Secretary of the Army and tell him, he lost his leg. He doesn't have a leg. What more proof do you need? And they ended up, of course, giving him the benefits. But all that came out of this group that's going around the state the last few weeks, and we'll do more, just to answer questions and really ferret out problems that vets are having so that we can try to take care of them on an individual basis. So thanks for mentioning. We have a great staff.
Great work, Senator, and thanks for taking time out of your busy Memorial Day schedule to visit with us this morning.
I'm ready to get out there. Do you think it's going to rain?
It's going to be a great day. A little cloudy, no rain, ma'am.
No rain. I'm bringing umbrellas so it won't rain.
Okay, well, I always take my uniform advice from you, so that's good. All right, thank you.
Thank you. That was Senator Amy Klobuchar on our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. This is our special Memorial Day show. And my co-host for this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shelladeau from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Our next guest today is Stefan Whitehead from the Disabled American Veterans. Stefan, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you, Tom. Good morning to you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, good.
You're going to have a busy day?
A little bit. Not too bad, though. Just mostly this morning here. Some speeches this morning going on, but nothing too big.
All right. So we'll put you to work.
There you go.
Stefan, the commissioner tells me you've been pretty busy with these vans for our veterans around the state.
We've been very busy with the vans. We're getting these three vans started up in the northwest part of the state here. We're hoping here, first part of July, they'll be rolling on the roads, picking up our veterans, and taking them to our VA medical centers in Fargo and St. Cloud.
So the issue is we've got veterans all over the state, and some of them have trouble getting back and forth to the VA medical centers.
That is a huge issue all across the state, and not just up northwest, but the whole state in general. And that's one of the big focuses for the DAV is our transportation and helping our veterans get to and from our appointments.
So you're raising some money to buy some vans?
We're raising quite a bit of money. We just had an actual golf outing out at the Wild that we were able to raise right around $25,000 to $30,000 to help purchase a van. And then we also just had an Old Glory run up, a 5K run up in Cold Springs that will also help raise some funds for our vans purchase as well.
Commissioner, sounds like Stefan and the DAV are doing a lot of good business to help take care of your veterans.
Well, you know what? You know, Stefan, let's see. Are you the best in the country?
Well, we're really close there.
They are. It's unique organization because they don't have posts, which oftentimes you associate with veterans in a community. But they are well disciplined, well organized. And I had the honor of speaking with their members up at their conference in Duluth. And Stefan, you're doing an outstanding job. And your organization, your leadership is doing an outstanding job. And I just want to say thank you. You are making a difference in the state of Minnesota.
Thank you. That means a lot, Commissioner.
Stefan, we're looking forward to having you back on Minnesota Military Radio sometime soon. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much for the time. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yep. Thank you. That was Stefan Whitehead from the Disabled Veterans. Commissioner, we've got another member of your commissioners or the Commander's Task Force.
Yes.
On the line. I'll get this straight by the time we're done, sir. It's our Minnesota VFW Department Commander, Lee Alfords. Lee, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Lee?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I've got my bag packed and ready to travel.
All right.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, there's rumor there's a ride going around the state of Minnesota for the next 4 days to bring out and welcome home our Vietnam veterans and give them the respect that they're due.
Would that be rideforhealing.com, Lee?
Yes, sir, that would be.
And you're having a rally at the Capitol this morning?
We're starting this morning. We will be leaving at 12 o'clock. There's four different points that are headed out to the four corners of the state, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, and we will spend 4 days on the road traveling across the state, stopping at 60 different VFW posts, and hopefully bringing healing to a lot of our veterans that have never really had that opportunity.
So, Lee, this is your commander's project for a long year that's almost done. It's the benefit to thank Vietnam veterans and to benefit the Education Center?
Yes, sir. It's a twofold project. It's one, as I said, to heal the veterans. It's also to raise money for the for the History Center at the Vietnam Wall in Washington, which has yet to be built. Not all of the funds have been raised, and we're hoping that we raise some money along the way and we can contribute to that great effort.
Lee, can you tell us you're going out and you're going to stop a lot of VFWs? Everybody's going to converge on Brainerd. We told Dutch Cragen this morning to watch out for you, and he's nervous. What's going to happen up in Brainerd next weekend?
We're going to be arriving on Friday night at the Cragen's Resort. We'll spend Friday night there. Then on Saturday, there's a huge event planned at the Crow Wing County Fairgrounds in Brainerd. One of the Vietnam traveling walls will be there. We will have a flyover by T-6s. We've got the POW-MIA balloon coming in. And hopefully a lot of people will come, not only Vietnam veterans, but those that will come and help welcome those veterans home.
Commissioner, are you going to attend this event?
I'm going to be up there. And Lee, I've told you this personally, but I want to just tell everyone again, thank you for this Ride for Healing has transcended the VFW. It's embraced by all the veterans organizations. You've gotten support from pretty much everybody, but it is the start of the 13-year celebration on the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, and I want to thank you for your leadership.
It's an honor to do this.
Yeah, well, it's the right thing to do, and you've got me excited, and I'm just. I just want to say thank you for what you've done.
Well, it's not me. It's about those that are still carrying so much pain. I've lost three very close friends in the last 3 years that have died from Agent Orange, and we're dying at such an alarming rate. And to see those brave soldiers go to their graves without having a welcome home just breaks my heart. And I'm hoping that this ride will at least help some of them.
Lee, we've got about a minute left. I know you've got a committee of people working on this from all over the states, and you've been talking to Catherine Statka at Cragen's. Are there rooms available yet for our Vietnam veterans that might want to come up and join us and partake in the festivities, see the Vietnam traveling wall?
There are, and the rate up there is absolutely fantastic. I believe they've thrown a special at $99 with breakfast and dinner thrown in, so if anybody's thinking about coming up, now is the time. We'd love to have you.
Now, Lee, remember, Saturday night you can't stay up too late because Sunday morning we're going to do Minnesota Military Live
again?
from the dining room at Cragen's Resort on Gull Lake.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Any last thoughts, Lee?
I just hope a lot of people come out. This is such a needed thing, and I'm encouraging everybody that's listening that they can't make it to Brainerd, at least come out to a local post. You can find it on www.rideforhealing.com, and we'll see you there.
Lee, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, take care, Lee.
Yes, sir.
That was our Minnesota VFW Department Commander talking about his project, rideforhealing.com. For all you Vietnam veterans in Minnesota, try to get up to Brainerd next Saturday. We're going to have a great time. And stick around for breakfast Sunday morning live from Cragen's Dining Room. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. I've been joined this hour by our special co-host, Larry Shelledo, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And remember, in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg, and we'll also get an opportunity to talk to Governor Dayton. And we'll be reading and remembering the names of our fallen Minnesota service members at 8:20 today. Commissioner, we're joined now by another member of your commander's task force, the American Legion Department Commander, Don Pancake. Don, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Absolutely wonderful, sir.
Well, congratulations, by the way.
Don, I was telling the commissioner that a few weeks ago you were in here and we were talking about the Minnesota Veterans Homes and you were pounding on the table.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know it's Memorial Day today, but yet the care of our veteran is so important to us. And in the last hour, our legislature passed our to get our funding to get our new veterans home done, and it's. And we're so excited, and I know the commissioner, he's kind of overwhelmed by this, too. We get the hub of the wheel done, and then we'll work in the outstate of Minnesota and finish up a program that's just long past due.
Commissioner, it was pretty important to get Phase 3 funded so that you could finish up the project and tie the campus together.
Well, actually, yeah, because if it wasn't finished, it would have impacted the current Phase 2 also, because... It's a design that was inherited, but everything connected to everything. So it was critical. It was really serious. So the Veteran Service Organizations stepped forward and said, we want it. It became their number one priority.
I'm glad we got that done. Commander Pancake, are you going to have a busy Memorial Day towards this year coming up on the end of your year as commander of the or department commander for the American Legion in Minnesota?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's coming up to the end of my year, but I don't know, from what I'm talking to the past commanders of Minnesota, once you're done, you're never really done. You just keep serving. But the as soon as I'm done here, I'm in Hutchinson, and I'm supposed to be in Fort Snelling at 9:15, so I will definitely grab a cup of coffee and be on the road. But yeah, it's a busy day, and I'm looking forward to the program at Fort Snelling, which starts at 10 o'clock.
Commander, have you had a good year?
Oh, it's been wonderful. And my commander's project, of course, you know, has been finishing up building an education building at Legionville, which is co-sponsored with the Minnesota Highway Patrol. Or the American Legion owns it, but the Highway Patrol does all the classroom work and the we have our building up now, which is a tremendous project, and now we just keep working to finish it. But you know, they said it couldn't be done, and it's there. So it's the Minnesota Legion and the people of Minnesota that did it.
A lot of good photos at legionville.org, and you're still looking for a little more money so you can finish up the inside of the building, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. We still need about $200,000 to. Which to finish up the final half. Right now we have a shell, we'll have a floor. We still need to do classrooms, we still need to do bathrooms, we still need to do all the infrastructure of the building. Yes, sir.
Well, Don, I want to thank you for joining us today. I know you're going to have a busy Memorial Day, and then you have to get your grandkids and get off to Disney World.
You betcha. I get done. We're going to Disney World. The kids are excited. Thank you. Yep.
Thanks for joining us today, Don.
Yeah, take care.
Commissioner, we'll see you.
You bet.
Goodbye.
That was our American Legion Department Commander, Don Pancake. And Commissioner, joining us now is, excuse me, Mark Guile from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. Mark, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on. And on behalf of myself, our Patriot Ride Committee, Dennis Kirk, and the Patriot Guard, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share with you and our listeners just a bit about our upcoming Patriot Ride on June 15th.
Commissioner, you and the Patriot Guard go way back.
You know, I just want to say thank you to the Patriot Guard. They have created a special place in my heart, and it goes way back to some early days. We had to do some sad funerals, but the Patriot Guard was always there, and the impact they had on the families was tremendous. So Mark, thank you and all your members for what you've done.
Mark,
thank you.
I know you're coming up on your big event for the year, June 15th, to be the Patriot Ride. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I sure can. This year will be our 8th annual Patriot Ride, and it's going to be held at Lions Park in Hamlet, Minnesota. It's an annual charity ride sponsored by Dennis Kirk and other local businesses, with the goal to recognize and support the Minnesota Military Appreciation Fund and Minnesota Patriot Guard.
And is that open to everyone?
It is open to everybody. We welcome everybody that can come, whether they have a motorcycle or not. It doesn't matter. They can participate in activities prior to the ride, during the ride, and then even after the ride.
You know, we were up there last year, and it looks like a little bit of a carnival atmosphere, a lot of things to do. And if you haven't seen 3,000 motorcycles all getting started at once, you need to go see this.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful time this year. We're lucky to have the Fire on the Rum is going to be at our midway stop up at Sandy County Fairgrounds. People will be able to come up there and enjoy food and drinks, comedian Chad Finley. And then we're also going to have some live music for our Patriot Ride people from Vulcan and the Ministry Mountain Boys.
And information is available. Where's your website?
Information is available at thepatriotride.org.
Thepatriotride.org, and all of the links will be available on our website and at Facebook on Minnesota Military Radio.
You bet.
Mark, I hope you have great weather this year and that you have a good day and keep up the good word. It's all about honor, dignity, and respect and taking care of those who've served.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
That was Mark Guile from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. Commissioner, we're just got a couple of minutes left. You're just getting started today. I think this is your second interview, but where are you headed from here?
Oh, from here I will go to, I'll be with Senator Klobuchar and the group at the, and the governor at Fort Snelling for the kind of 10 o'clock. And then right after that, we're going over to a the ceremonies that'll take place at the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and that'll stretch over about 3 hours.
So the Minnesota Veterans Home starts at 1:30 outside of Building 15, and you're going to be joined by Chaplain Beal from the Fort Snelling Chapel. Yep. You're going to make some remarks.
Just briefly. they're getting tired of hearing from me. So it's a special day over there. It's just a lot of older veterans and their families and the multi-generations that are there. It's unique to see what's going on. And I guess what I'd like to do is if I can take a minute here to just wrap up some of the things that Mark, the Patriot Guard, Dan and or Don, excuse me, and the American Legion, Lee with the Ride for Healing. I just want your listening audience to know and understand that in my years of experience having worked with them, both with the deployments and redeployments and now with veterans benefits and so forth, the amount of work that these veteran service organizations and friends of veterans do is just phenomenal. Your show, for example, is another key. So that a lot of people just need, I would like a lot of people to just understand that they contribute so much that and it's quiet behind the scenes, and it's just phenomenal. So to all the veterans out there, God bless you, and have a great Memorial Day.
Commissioner, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure to see you once again.
All right. Well, thank you. I always enjoy it. You make this so easy.
So you've got the good answer, sir. Coming up during our 8 o'clock hour, our co-host will be Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg. We'll have an opportunity to talk to Governor Dayton, and we'll be reading and remembering the names of our fallen Minnesota service members at 8:20. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We'll be right back.